I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. Amazing, thank you. I think that deserves a round of applause. Well done, everybody. Now, can anybody guess what the picture is? Shout it out. What is it? Grapes. Yeah. So as we were listening to Dave, grapes grow on a vine, don't they? They need a vine to grow and become big and juicy and grapes. So what do you think would happen if grapes weren't on the vine? And we've seen an example of that. What happens if they fall off the vine? Yeah, they go all mouldy, just like we've seen in Dave's pocket. It hasn't been a very nice smell this week, that's all I can say. But yeah, they don't grow anymore. So what this verse means is Jesus is using this picture of grapes to remind us that we need to stay connected. We need to stay close to him so that we can grow and live life to the full. And sometimes if we fall away, if we don't stay connected to the vine, we won't be able to live our life to the fullest. We won't be able to live those plans that God has for us. So that is our verse this week. Thank you so much for being so good. And I will be testing you at the end to make sure you remember. So thank you.
So let's just take a few moments to try and think about that verse. What on earth did Jesus mean when he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Phew, I'm glad I remembered it. John 15, verse 5. That whole chapter actually deals with this kind of idea about Jesus being the vine. And the grapevine was an important kind of symbol that symbolized the nation of Israel. The grapevine was a symbol of God's people, the nation of Israel. Israel was meant to be fruitful. If you've been to Israel, you know, the fruit in Israel is wonderful to behold. Grapevines everywhere, vineyards everywhere. It's a beautiful country in so many ways. It was meant to be fruitful, bearing good fruit to bless others. The people of Israel were meant to be a people of blessing. Trouble is, people of Israel often failed to be a blessing to other folk. They did that in all sorts of different ways. They were supposed to show the people around them that living with God, being in relationship with God, was a good thing, that it was good to live with him. Israel failed to do this. And sometimes we, as believers, as followers of Jesus, we fail to point to the goodness of God, that it is good to be in relationship with him. You know, we can come to church on a Sunday and we can look really holy. I mean, some of you on a Sunday look so holy when you're praying. You know, you look like you're really, really following God, and you leave here, I'm sure, I don't know this happens, but I imagine it happens because I know what I'm like in my life. You get it wrong, you behave badly. Sometimes when people show off their spirituality and then they go out into the normal world, their life, and that lets them down. They kind of behave badly, they speak badly to people, they're not loving, they're not being better, any better than the world around them. And that's not how it's meant to be. The people of Israel were exactly like that. They failed so many times to walk with God. They chose to turn away from their relationship with God. They often worshipped other things. They worshipped God at one point, and then they would turn and they would worship other things that they made. They made idols. They put things in the place that only God should have. And then sometimes they kept God's blessings to themselves rather than sharing all that God had done for them. They kept those blessings to themselves. So Jesus comes into that world, into our world, to say, here am I to be a blessing, leaving heaven to come to earth. 2,000 years ago. And some of the things Jesus said about himself kind of would have pointed, would have really made the Israelite people listen to what he was saying. Because some of the things he said pointed to this idea that Israel was meant to be the grapevine. So he said things like this. He told his followers that he was the true vine, not the nation of Israel. He was the true vine. John 15, verse 1, a bit earlier on in this passage. He was the source of life for all people, everlasting life. Life came from him, John chapter 1 and verse 4. And then he said, and they, his followers, were the branches. I wonder if my two helpers could come back and help me for a moment. So I've got this rope here. And I think what we're going to do with this rope is this. We're going to use this. So I wonder if, Amy, could you take that end? And if you could go to as far as you could go that way. We'll see if it will come. Okay. I was trying to get a green rope. This is the best green rope I could get this week. Here we go. Still coming. Oh, we're going to have a tug of war. That's what I was really aiming for. Hold on just a second. We've got a bit of a tangle. Let me untangle it. So this rope is going to be like the vine, okay? It's the closest I could get to a proper green rope. So that's about as far as we need to go, okay? So just leave it there, okay? Could you leave it down there? And just, could you hold on to it that end? And then, Joe, if you could take this end. And then if you could pull it tight. Okay, so I want you to imagine that this is the grapevine. This is Jesus, okay, in the middle of the church. He's the heart of the church. We're going to do something more with this a bit later on. You want to pull it as hard as you can? I want to see if we can have a tug of war here and see what happens. Rob, if you can be ready to catch Amy, who's going to win? Pull tight. That's not tight enough, Amy. Tighter. Okay, that's good. Should we get some help? No, this is all going wrong. This is really not what I'd planned to do. So I'm just having fun now. So I want you to imagine that this is Jesus, the grapevine. He should be at the heart of what we do and what we are. So here's Jesus in our midst, and we're kind of looking at it going, well, it's just a rope. Don't really care about that. Or we're looking at it and saying, well, okay, Jesus is the grapevine. What on earth? What difference does that make to my life? More about that in a minute. Thank you. You can put down each end, thank you. If you want to have a tug of war later on at the end of our time together, we'll organize that, all right? Okay, thank you. Give Joe and Amy another round of applause. So we're going to sing again. Let's stand if we're able, and we're going to worship the Lord together. So I was reminded of this yesterday. As you'll have noticed, I've had my hair cut. Did you notice? No, people never notice when you've got your hair cut. You ever notice that, ladies, if you're married? Your husband never notices your haircut. I've had my hair cut. So I was in with my Turkish barber friend, Muslim friend, and at the end of it, he said, today I give you your haircut for free. Can you imagine saying that to a Scotsman? It was a big moment. I insisted he needed to take my money. But I thought this, you know, he's obviously trying to do some good, you know, because it's part of his faith that you have to do good acts and, you know, being seen to be doing good acts. And I thought it was a lovely thing. It was a lovely gesture. It was a very kind gesture that he would do that. And it got me thinking again about how do we produce good fruit. You ever been in that situation where maybe you're in a queue somewhere and the person in front of you doesn't have any money to pay for the things that they are buying? You ever been in that situation? It happened to me last week. And I got this nudge, you know, spiritually, this nudge saying, you need to offer to pay for this lady's prescription. It was actually in the chemist, one of the chemists. You need to do it. And I'm going, I don't want to do it. It would just seem a bit weird and a bit odd that if I was to say, let me pay for your £5 or whatever it was. And there was a nudge, just kind of, you needed to do it. So I offered to do it, and she refused to take it. Very Scottish. But it's just a reminder, you know, this is one of the things that God calls us to do. You know, sometimes we are nudged by the work of the Holy Spirit in us to do good things. That's us bearing good fruit as we listen to what God is saying, the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We are called to produce all sorts of amazing things. Not only called, but equipped to do that. We're going to have a reading now that comes from Galatians. It's going to come up on the screen. And we're going to, let's just say these words together. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. We say it again, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.